Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Mullen, Falcon Electric. Y'all sent me an offer in the mail.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Oh, good. Was I talking to you earlier?
I don't believe so. Do you happen to know who you were speaking with? I can transfer you over to them.
I don't remember, man. It's all good. We were just getting started when I had a customer walk in the door.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So did you, do you have that 16-digit reservation code in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's,
can you?
2311.
2311. Okay.
4501.
4501. Got it.
0015.
0015. Got it.
507.
507. And then one more number?
No. All right, let me read it off to you again.
Okay.
2311.
2311. Got it.
4501.
4501. Got it.
0015.
0015. Okay, and then there should be just four more numbers.
7507.
7507. Got it. Okay, just give a second here to pull up your file. And Falcon Electric, all right. So it's Chris, okay. And then is there a good number in case we get disconnected that I can, or the number that you have called me from, what is that number in case we get disconnected?
It's 804-695-7608.
7608. Perfect. Okay. And then I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you. Are you still at 9286 Sylvia Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Hayes, Virginia?
Yes.
And been in business since 2004?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of ownership? Is it a C Corp, S Corp, LLC, or a
LLC? Kind of,
LLC, perfect. Okay. So you received an offer for funding. If you tell me what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction. We have a plethora of programs that I'd love to see if we could see one that would fit for you.
I'd like to get at least a three-year program, monthly.
So what are you looking to do?
I'd like to get another van, because the couple I got, it kind of wore out. And,
okay.
I'd like to get at least one more new vehicle, and I would love to get another piece of equipment, but it just depends on how the money goes, and plus I just need some working capital.
Okay. What is that other piece of equipment you're looking at?
I'd like to get another trencher.
Trencher. New or used?
Either one.
Okay. Do you happen to have a ballpark of what those have set you back?
Probably about 15.
15. Okay.
1,000.
All right, and then the new van, is it like a Econo line, like a 150 or a 250?
It'll probably be Econo line 250.
Okay, what are those normally out the door? Is it going to be specialized in the inside? Are you going to have like cabinets and things that get locked up so your tools don't get
Cabinets in it, and they got one that's got a work bed on the outside where you got doors and stuff on the outside of it.
Nice.
And, that's the one I'm looking at getting.
Okay. Is there a ballpark as far as the price range is concerned with that?
I would probably say about 30.
30. Okay. And then as far as the working capital, what were you looking for there?
I'd like to get about, if I could get 40,000, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would kind of get it up to where I can kind of work with it.
Okay. What were you going to use that for? Like inventory, bringing on additional employees or...
Both. Mainly bringing on additional employees. That way, because I got the work, man. I just don't have. I can't afford to bring the people on to keep the money flow coming in.
Not enough hands.
Yeah.
I hear you. That's kind of a good problem to have. are you familiar with working capital and how that works at all? Have you ever had a working capital loan?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Ours is we allow business owners to unlock 10 to 15% of their top line revenue. So do you happen to know what you guys did in sales last year?
Last year I did right at 500,000 last year.
Okay. 500. Okay. And then, so it would be two separate programs. So we do have an equipment finance program, which is a, 2 to 5 month term. It's like your traditional loans. I know that you said you're looking for like a 3 month term regarding that. It would be a monthly payment.
Three year term.
I'm sorry. So these go from 2 to 5 years. So, you could have a longer term potentially or shorter term. It would be, up to you. And then the working capital program, you said that you guys did 500,000 last year. You're looking for 40. That's well within the 10 to 15%, of your top line revenue. So that, could be available as well. Do you have any loans currently with the business, any working capital, things of that nature?
Yeah, I do. And that's some of the stuff I want to, I actually pay down. On a different account, and I'm working on getting those paid off right now.
Okay. So this is not part of your business account?
No.
Okay. To see what we can make available to you, it's a very simple process, one-page application. We would need to look at some bank statements just to see if there's good cash flow there for the working capital program. Look at a tax return just to verify employment and where you guys are located. And would need the invoices for the equipment you're looking at. Once I receive all that, I could package everything for underwriting, and we can turn around and get you an offer inside of 48 hours.
All right, good deal, man.
Let me see here real quickly. I just want to verify an email address for you so I can shoot you out some info. Oh, I don't have one. What's the best email address for you?
It's Chris, ChrisMonFalcone @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, Chris, I will put together an email for you with regards to the other items that we need. I'll have that out to you in about 20 minutes. Once you get that stuff back to me, like I said, I'll get going on your file here, and we can get you an answer inside of 48 hours. Now, are you the sole owner of this business?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll put this together for you, have it out to you, and then can I follow up with you this afternoon or maybe tomorrow or...
I gotta get everything together first. I'm probably gonna need a day or two to get everything together.
Sure. Would you do me this favor though? When you do receive my email, just shoot me an email back saying you received it. We moved recently, so we're having some connectivity issues with regards to computers and phones and stuff. So some stuff is bouncing back. So I just want to make sure that you had received it from my end. Could you do that for me?
Sure.
Great. I'll have that out to you in about 10, 15 minutes, and then we will go from there. And I appreciate your time today, Chris.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye-bye.